feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to episode 81 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, joined by my amazing co-host,
Kenzie.
That's her.
The one and only.
We're back for another fun-filled episode, catching you guys up on what we've been up to lately. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Will it be much? Will it be a lot? I don't know. We've been doing some things.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, we'll see. Stay tuned to hear more. So again, this is just our chick chat episode. So we're going to catch you and each other on things mm-hmm. we've been up to. And then our next episode this month, we will recap our recent event that we went to together.
Yes. So.
Yes, and this event was the Libertine Miami Hotel Beach Takeover. Miami Beach Hotel Takeover. Ooh, it's a mouthful. But it was a Libertine event down in Miami over Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
It was fantastic. Yes.
We might sneak a few little tidbits or things in this episode.
Give you a couple teasers, maybe. Yeah. So without further ado, let's get this party started with our first fireball shot of the episode.
Plastic cups tonight. They're not clinking loud.
But I assure you, there is fireball to be had.
Ooh. And actually, good point. When we were down there, someone or one of our new friends in the pool asked, do you really actually like fireball? Are you actually drinking that?
Yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious because I don't think I'd put that much effort into lying about drinking fireball.
Yeah, I mean, we would really be in the long game at this point. 81 episodes of faking fireball.
I think I would just be honest and be like, sorry, I'm over it.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
I just thought that was funny.
But yes, we do actually take all the shots that we say we do.
You should be able to tell by the end of the episode, usually.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, it's still mostly enjoyable.
Yeah, I'd agree. We pretty much only drink it together, but yes, it's still good. Well, I'm going to get this episode started officially because I don't think I have as much to share as you do, looking at our notes here.
Well, all right.
And I barely entered any, but I think last episode or two ago, I said, like, oh, we have all this stuff we've been doing. We're mm-hmm. riding our high. Well, guess what? We're back in, not that we're at a low or anything, but we just haven't, Barry and I haven't had time to get out and do some new things or make some new connections.
Yeah,
so, yeah, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of new updates on my end. But one thing that I'm pretty excited about is we matched with a hot couple on the Friction website.
Yeah.
So Friction Parties. They host hotel takeovers in multiple states, I think mainly on the East Coast or Midwest or, I don't know, Central U.S. Anyway, a couple states here and there. And they have their own website, basically like an SLS or something else, but it's mm-hmm. mainly focused, I think, on people who are going to their parties. But essentially, you can use it as your own lifestyle mm-hmm. website, too, I think. So on that, someone reached out to us. They're local-ish, within like an hour and a half away. Okay. And they're super hot, so we're into them. And when communicating with them on the site, Barry had found out, or actually, I think he noticed through one of their profile pictures that mm-hmm. it had a photography emblem or something on it. So he inquired about that. And actually, this is the person that not too long ago I went and did some boudoir photos with. So I was able to meet her, the female half of this couple. Wow, she's a freaking tiny little bombshell. Would love to see her again. And actually, I guess I made a good impression because she said she would love to hang out with us and be friends and meet Barry officially.
Yeah.
So sometimes things just fall into your lap.
Right.
So yeah, we went out on a limb here. Barry set up this boudoir shoot with her. And I guess I'll share a little bit about that. I went with another friend of mine. And I think the plus of this person being in the lifestyle is that we could just do whatever we wanted in the photo shoot. Mm-hmm. Now, we didn't want to go crazy and like my friend and I, like, I don't know, like finger fuck each other on on the camera. We didn't do any of that stuff.
But to him.
It was easy. Like, she didn't question why we'd want to be naked together, or like, why do you want to have your hands on your friend's boobs, or the stuff like that. Like, why'd you bring a vibrator? No, it was just normal.
I just always have one with me, don't you?
I guess
that's awesome when you can, just like relax and be genuine and just not have to worry about. Yeah.
So that was really cool. And although I was nervous leading up to the boudoir shoot, you know, we always talk about how the lifestyle in general, you're usually, most people are conscious of like their physical appearance and they want to look good all the time.
Yeah.
I was still a little bit extra nervous just because of the person I was going with and the photographer. And I was like, here, I'm the ogre in the background here to do photos. I had that little, do you still get that from time to time?
Oh my God,
the whole, the self-doubt. I don't know why.
Yes.
Because the photos were amazing. But
excellent.
No, this girl was awesome. She was very professional, but also like knew how to make it like fun and relaxing, made us laugh, like gave us time to like have a drink, relax a minute.
Yeah.
She was doing poses for us and we're like, ooh, you shake your ass now. And like flirting with her.
And that is so awesome that she was like helpful and cool about it. Mm-hmm. And it is sort of funny, and I totally understand. But it's not like this was your first boudoir shoot.
No, not at all.
And like to still be nervous, you know what I mean? Like, so just for anybody listening, I thought that was kind of worth mentioning that it can still be a little nerve-wracking. But I feel like if you have a good photographer who obviously A, is good at taking photos, but can like make you feel comfortable and like give you those tips and like, you know, put your shoulder here, put your hand, like, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff to like help you along, I think is amazing. But I guess just to clarify for everybody, tell us more about your friend. Who did you do these photos with? Tell us about like the day, like was it just like a whole kind of like girls' day thing, or like what'd you do? How'd you get there? What's going on?
Yeah, so I went with my friend Samantha that we've talked about on a few episodes. And Barry set up like a whole little girls' day for us, which was awesome. Actually, both husbands did. Barry set up the hair, makeup, the photo shoot, paying for all that. And then her husband was so cute. He packed us a little like bag for the car with drinks and snacks and other stuff. And
awesome.
I'm probably blanking on something else he did. I forget to help for that day. But like they both, like everyone went in on it. She offered to drive. It was a long day. So we started at 8 a.m. and then got back to our house, had a bite to eat. She probably left our house at like 7 p.m. or something. So it was almost like 12 hours and stuff. And like nothing sexual. I actually thought it was cute. Both husbands were texting during this or ahead of time. And they're like, if when they get home, if you want to like do anything, like all clear, just take photos and videos, send it to me. But honestly, that wasn't even on my mind because I was just tired. It was a fun day. Like I felt really good and pretty. I wanted to go out for a little bit. So
yeah.
Very vanilla, minus the photos themselves. But no, and it wasn't – so back to the photos and all of that stuff. If you do a boudoir shoot, give yourself grace for the first few photos because I was still nervous and, like, not breathing fully and everything because I thought I had to suck it in. Definitely have your photographer show you some photos afterwards. And once you see how good you look, just relax and, like, get into it.
Definitely.
And just know if it feels really awkward and hurts like hell – that's the money shot. Yep. Like, you're going to look amazing. My back was so fucking sore the next day, but I knew the photos would be great.
Yeah.
And they were. So
good.
Yeah.
Can you give us like a teaser? Whatever you have, I don't know how much you've seen yet, but like a teaser of what maybe you feel like was one of your favorite or best photos.
There was definitely some stuff. We popped some champagne. We might have got our bodies a little wet. And
yes.
So that was probably one of the craziest things. And we did a little bondage BDSM stuff too.
Nice.
Just threw that in, sprinkle that in at the end.
All right.
So yeah, we had a whole range of kind of classy to like pretty to like rough to just normal standing, like a whole variety.
Oh, that's so
very
fun
cool.
though.
Yeah.
I love it.
And so that I feel bad I don't have any other like sexy dates or things to talk about. So yeah, I'm jumping gears here and just wanted to wrap up with a takeaway actually from the Libertine event. I'm not going to give away too much. I promise I'm going to share all the good stuff next episode. But Barry and I went into this as just, let's just see what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Let's observe. We had no agenda or plan to like need to fuck people, need to do anything. Like, if we just have sex with each other, winner, winner, fucking chicken dinner. Like, I'm happy. I don't care. And for most of the time, it actually ended up being a really good reconnection for us. Like, super hot Energizer Bunny sex with Barry, which is great. That's a win for me. But I just wanted to remind people that if you're at a brand new event, like, we've been to so many events, but Libertine was new for us. I was a little overwhelmed at first, but it's okay to not hook up with people and just be with your partner in that space and observe and figure out the flow every day. And we had such an amazing time even just doing that. But yeah, lots of other fucking cherries on top. I promise I'll share those details too. But really, my goal for the event was to just see it, observe, help, do what I can, have fun, checked all those off. So reminder that it's okay to just do that and just be present and have fun. And yeah, you don't have to do any more than that. Yeah. And you can have a great time.
Good advice.
And so apparently when this episode comes out, it's going to be fucking June already.
Crazy.
So I don't know where the summer has gone. I'm thinking ahead, Barry and I, we have a trip with Sexy Lifestyle Friends next month in July. Keeping most of the details to ourselves, just personally. But besides that, we don't have any big, like, takeover plans yet. I think we're looking to maybe squeeze in a temptation trip before the end of the year again.
Nice.
If we can. Maybe there'll be, a hotel takeover or something local. But I feel like summer, a lot of people aren't in the clubs or in the local, lifestyle clubs and whatnot. So we are open to, hey, anyone out there, we're open to meeting out places with live music for drinks, stuff like that. So I'm hoping we'll make some new friends in that regard this summer. But
yeah,
I know you have so many exciting plans and at least one very big exciting trip.
We have one
plan. You have a really exciting trip coming up too. But I'm not going to give away all your secrets. So let's take a quick break, hear from one of our partners, and we'll be back for Kenzie's updates.
Gentlemen, tell me if you've ever been here before. She wants you badly and you want her. But maybe you got a little too excited and now you're dealing with some stage fright. Or maybe everything was working fine until you reached for that condom and then poof, gone. We've all been there. Shameless Trio is different. Yes, it contains sildenafil and you know that one. And yes, it contains tadalafil and you know that one too. But it also contains apomorphine, and that is the key. Because erections don't just depend on blood flow, they depend on signals from your brain. Apomorphine helps spark those arousal signals so the other medications can do their job. It's sublingual, so it dissolves under your tongue and works faster. This is a premium medication. It's not for everyone. But if you've ever had a moment where everything was lined up perfectly, but then your body didn't cooperate, you owe it to yourself to look at Shameless Trio. Be sure to go to shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for Friends with a Twist. That's shamelesscare.com, coupon code FWAT.
Hey, all right. So Gary and I have had a few experiences that I can update everybody about. So let me start with sort of a reconnection story. This couple, I don't have aliases for them, so I'm sorry. It's going to be sort of just like him and her. We met them, I think, at a meet and greet years ago. And we have seen them kind of here and there over the years at different like parties or whatever, but we've really never spent much time together. Like, we never went on a date. We've never played that kind of thing. Just like, you see familiar faces.
Yeah, you just kind of know
around.
People
after. Right. It was like kind of one of those things. Well, we hadn't really like seen them or talked to them for a while. And then we actually reconnected on my favorite app to love and hate, Field.
I was just going to ask, how did you end up actually doing it?
Okay. There you go. Okay. So anyway, so that was lovely. And they actually came to our St. Patty's Day party. I think I mentioned a few episodes ago.
Yes.
So we made plans to get together, kind of like a last minute thing. We invited them to come over, and I appreciate this. They were very clear that they were not exactly taking a break from the lifestyle, but they just weren't really, they were happy to hang out with us, but they wanted us to know that it would be more of a vanilla hangout.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And that's totally fine. Right. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that they said that up front. Like, we knew what the expectation was. Fine. I can work with that. Takes the guessing
game. No pressure.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, totally fine. Gary made us a stromboli for dinner. Like, totally fine and chill. Part of the reason I guess I'm saying this is just that, like, it's okay to hang out with people and not fuck them. Like, that's okay. And that's fun, too.
Really?
if you can believe it. So, yeah, we had dinner, just kind of chatted, got caught up with each other. So they brought this Jenga game that had numbers on each of the blocks. And then there was sort of like a master list that corresponded to tell you like what number did what thing. So there were like questions. I think there were some kind of low-key dares.
Sexual at all?
A little bit, but like nothing crazy. And again, I mean, I guess I should clarify. It's not that they said that they weren't going to do anything sexual that night. They just didn't want to full swap, I guess.
Just some kind soft stuff.
Yeah, it was like the parameter. So okay. I should have clarified that earlier. Sorry, guys. But anyway, so like we played Jenga for a little bit and then we ended up in the hot tub. So fine, lovely, having a nice evening. Like the weather was good. Like it's not like anybody was freezing their ass off completely. And then the funny part of this, at least in my opinion, is that I hit the lights for the hot tub to give us a little ambiance. Okay, fine.
Uh-oh.
And then I hit the button for the jets. So the jets come on.
Did it go up someone's asshole or what?
No. Uh-oh. That I would have taken that over what actually happened, actually.
Oh.
No, so I hit the button for the jets. They turn on and I hear this, I guess, pop, for lack of a better description. And then I hear water gushing.
Oh, no. Out like, of the hot tub?
Out of the hot tub.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So we literally saw the water level dropping. Like, it was that fast.
What
that
the heck happened?
It blew a nut.
That sucks.
Busted a nut. So, yeah. Aww. So we got a little clock, a little cock blocked by the hot tub because busted a nut before anybody else. So we had to get the fuck out because we were literally losing all the water in the tub.
Oh my gosh.
And Gary, thank God, has now fixed it. The hot tub is back up and running.
Oh good.
So yeah, we should let them know that and see if they want to come over again. And break it again. But we made the best of it. So we had to abort the hot tub plan, but we went back inside. And yes, we did do a little kind of like making out, a little kind of like soft swap. And then they kind of called it that like that was enough for them. And again, I totally appreciate that clear communication, being open and honest. I love it.
Are they like girl-girl stuff too? Or is it all just separate or separate swapping? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, actually, at least this particular night, it was really just, I mean, I think her and I kissed during the Jenga game.
All right. So, yeah, there's a little bit
of that. Cool. Yeah. But it wasn't like the focus, I guess I would say. But
yeah.
So all in all, it was honestly a lovely evening with them. We were able to have a little sexy fun, a little kind of like fun.
A funny memory.
Yeah. We all had a good laugh with the freaking hot tub. Just an example, I guess, of not every lifestyle couple necessarily is always going to want to just fuck, I guess would be my point. And that's okay. And again, I just appreciate that they were very upfront about that. So everybody knew where we were at for that.
Yeah, that was
evening.
Good on them.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So in a previous episode, because I can't remember what the fuck is what anymore, so I'm just going to say a previous episode, I had mentioned that Gary connected with a single female on Field. And we had met her for just some drinks on like a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it was good, right? Yeah. It was positive.
It was positive.
Yeah.
So we have still been chatting with her. We haven't been able, unfortunately, to like line up our schedules to actually see her again. And I think sort of we're still trying, but it's just not coming together.
Oh, damn.
And I mean, I get it, you know, like life, you know, people have other obligations, vacations, especially this time of year, all that kind of stuff. So we're not calling it quits, but it just hasn't, there's really not a huge update yet, if ever. But I wanted to bring it up just to say that, I guess depending, if you're looking for a unicorn, depending what your ultimate goal with the unicorn is, I feel like it's one of those strike while the iron's hot kind of situations.
Yeah.
Because you never know when they're going to move on or partner up or get out of the lifestyle or shift to like a different play preference
100%,
or
yeah.
all any and all of those things. So I don't necessarily feel like we've absolutely missed some opportunity with her here. But again, I think things have just, I don't know, just the timing of the year. And again, like we tried to get together with her recently, but she's going on vacation and like we were just away and like,
I know it's hard.
It just gets hard. So for what it's worth, if that's something that you're actively seeking, not that you should ever do something just to do it, but if you're trying to do something and you're interested and everything seems good, you might want to just go for it.
Jump on it.
Because you don't know when you're going to have that opportunity again. So that was sort of my takeaway or update, I guess, on that topic. And then, so another kind of update from a previous episode, I had mentioned that we were going to be meeting a couple just for one of those sort of more vanilla kind of first dates, see if everybody clicks sort of thing. And we did that and it was lovely
and clicked.
We're going to see them again. So so this was a couple that we had met through the Friction site. So
look at that.
Props to the Friction site for this episode. I think we were all going to be at some party is kind of how we started chatting. And then, you know, life happens. It turned out they couldn't make it to that party, but we sort of stayed in touch through the site anyway and ended up having this kind of, you know, just like dinner, drinks, first date situation.
Oh, awesome.
So there's hope. Again, if things don't work out the first time, it's not, you know, not all is lost. They also happen to be listeners of the podcast. So a little shout out there.
Hi.
Thank you guys for listening. And yeah, so we have plans to meet up with them again, which should be interesting. We don't have all the details finalized yet. I don't exactly know what we're going to do.
Why will it be interesting?
Well, because I just don't know.
Oh, it's okay.
Like,
okay.
In contrast to my other story where people, and maybe this will come to fruition, but where like our other friends were very clear about like, this is what we're looking for tonight. And if
yes.
that's okay, okay, yes, we'll come over. We haven't gotten to that point
okay.
in the conversation maybe with this couple. And it's a second date, sometimes a
More
second
options.
Date. There are some other options. So we haven't really gotten to that point of
okay.
even like what we're going to do, where we're going to meet up. Like, are they going to come to our house? Are we going to go to their house? Are we just going to meet somewhere? Or like, so it's like that excitement of
it
like
is exciting.
Not really knowing where it might mm-hmm. go yet. So just that kind of thing. So that's all good and fun and exciting. But I guess also I was just going to mention that to say, sort of like a little takeaway from that is there's nothing wrong with a nice low pressure, like weeknight sort of mm-hmm. date or meetup. Cause yeah, I mean, I think we met them on a Tuesday night or something kind of seemingly random. Again, it's just kind of the way that schedules worked out. And especially for some of those first dates when, you know, you have indications that things are moving in the right direction, but you never know until you know. So there's nothing wrong with just like grabbing a drink or a coffee or something like that, like a nice mm-hmm. low pressure, low key situation to kind of determine if that chemistry is there. So that was my lesson, if you will, from that meetup. But yeah, definitely looking forward to getting together with them again. Super attractive couple. They're actually a little bit younger than us. They're more your age, Madison. So thank you guys out there for being willing to
Jesus,
to
shut up.
Look at the cougars out here. So anyway, so that's all good. So the last thing that I can share is that we also saw our friends Rain and Mona, who you have heard me talk about on the podcast before. They are a female-female couple, in case you don't remember. But we got together with them recently, and it was our turn to sort of head in their direction. We don't live right around the corner from each other, so we sort of like we'll sort of try to take turns like back and forth. And I'm pretty sure it was Gary was very upfront and just said like, should we get a hotel room? So just another little shout out and stressing the importance of clear communication and just sort of putting it out there so people can talk about it. You can know what to expect. But obviously, we're pretty good friends with them at this point, and it's always just easy and fun and comfortable to hang out with them. So that is an easy thing for us to do with them, is to just put that shit out there. Like, is this
I
what we want to do this night or not?
Yes.
So, you know, something to be said for those repeat play partners, and actually having some friends in the lifestyle kind of makes some of that stuff easier. But I will cut to at least one, maybe kind of couple sexy things just to give you something tantalizing. Mm-hmm. Madison had her sexy photos, and I guess I will try to share something here. I was super proud of myself because Rain told me what a good job I did giving her oral.
Oh,
so I thought that was pretty high praise. So I like just wouldn't stop talking about that to Gary for days afterwards. Remember when she said I did a good job?
Is there any certain technique you can give us to paint the picture?
I don't know. I will probably never be able to do it again. Like it was just like
a lot of tongue teasing or like sucking it all with your lips.
Like, I mean, I feel like I was kind of aggressive. Like I was in there with the sucking and the like,
That's so hot. Love
that. So I don't know. But I don't know. Like I was getting cues and feedback that I thought were positive.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
But I didn't take any note of I was just so in it that I didn't pay attention to what I was really doing. Right. To be able to replicate it. So like it's probably freaking one and done. But anyway, I will rest on those laurels as long as I can. And then also I had brought a few different like toys, but I think really the only stuff that I ended up using was the vampire gloves.
Oh, those damn gloves.
So just a brief in case you don't know or haven't listened or whatever. Vampire gloves are these leather gloves with little spikes on the fingers and the palms. Mm-hmm. So the idea is you run them along the body of your partner and it feels amazing.
Or you just squeeze certain areas.
Yes.
I like that.
And for once, I had the forethought to also bring massage oil because I feel like that makes it even better instead of just dry skin.
That's good to know. Okay.
So I lubed Rain up a little bit and then I used the gloves. And while I still had them on, I went over to Mona, but I don't think she's as much of a fan of them as mm-hmm. Rain is because I tried to be as gentle as I could and I had just barely gotten started. She was like,
Okay, no. Yeah,
like not quite her thing, I don't think. So that's fine. We moved on to something different.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we used those for a little bit. And then actually we kind of swapped. So Gary and Rain were on one bed together. And then Mona and I were together on the other bed. And that was kind of nice because I feel like I spent more time with Mona than usual. And she did a fantastic job going down on me. And then she, like, had me on my stomach, and she was fingering me, and, like, that was a lovely time.
Ooh,
so,
yes.
Yay for good friends. and then I guess kind of my funny takeaway or whatever, funny part of that story, because I always have to have something funny, we were fucking exhausted. We had these two beds in this hotel room. So Rain and Mona were on one bed. Gary and I were on the other at the after everything here at the end of the night. And Gary and I were like, okay, we're just going to, like, close our eyes for a minute. And then we'll drive home. Terrible fucking idea. Don't do that. Just push through. Because we ended up sleeping for like an hour mm-hmm. and then had to drive home.
You feel even worse.
Yeah. And it was not a good situation. So take from that what you will. But I think it's probably better to just try to push through if you can. Sometimes
If it's safe.
Yes, exactly. If it's safe. But yeah, we thought like, oh, we're just, let's close our eyes for a minute. It was bad news. Don't recommend. So anyway, one thing that I wanted to share from kind of all of this was just to say that all of the people in these little kind of stories that I just shared today, we have met in a different way. There's Field. There's the Friction site. We met Raina Mona at a PGC party. So I just wanted to maybe point that out because perhaps if you're listening to us and thinking these bitches have it all figured out and like they're meeting and they're doing this and that and photos and people and they're having so much fun and blah, blah, blah. And like we are, but it takes a lot of time and effort. Like you, if you really want to be in it, I feel like you need to be going to different events or using different apps or like, I don't know. It is like a lot of work mm-hmm. and it takes time to really meet good people that you truly connect with.
Oh, 100%.
So I just thought I would mention that.
And takeaway, when you find those good people, you latch on to them and you don't let go.
Exactly.
As long as it's consensual.
Good point.
Like, I feel like we've both found some really solid connections lately and, like, have so many fun new experiences. Yeah. And you can develop so much further because you're in a safe space. So, I don't know. Yeah, when you find those people, don't let go.
Right.
That's why we're still here with you doing this.
Well, here we are.
That's our takeaway. Bye.
There it is.
Sorry to cut you off. I just had to say that.
That's all we got. We've had some fun. We definitely had fun in Miami, which is what you're going to hear about next episode in just a couple short weeks from the day that this one is released. So we'll dive into that in that episode and tell you all about the fun that we had there. But I think that's it for episode 81.
Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.